beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
364 days have led to this. It's finally Halloween, the holiest day of the year. Pumpkins, candy, plastic skeletons. Except on this ship, you don't really need plastic ones because the morgue is full of people killed by exploding consoles.
No one on this ship celebrates Halloween. They're obsessed with Christmas and April Fools.
I hate Christmas, especially the music. Halloween is the best day of the year.
Are we going to toss paper bags filled with animal feces at the doors of the senior officers again this year?
Nah. This year I think we'll modify the life support system to pump out fart-scented oxygen throughout the ship.
That sounds more like an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, but the captain locked down all the holographic emitters all over the ship after that April Fool's prank with the Borg holograms. Otherwise, I'd turn every deck on this ship into an endless loop of Thriller.
Maintenance to the captain's ready room. Repeat, maintenance to the captain's ready room. And bring a deodorizer with you. That is all.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me, man. Not today. No, I refuse. No work today. Tomorrow's Halloween, and I intend to enjoy every second up to and during it. Nope, not gonna do it. Stupid phantom urinator, stupid Halloween ruining job, stupid wasted life.
What?
Nothing. I can't believe they still haven't caught the phantom yet. Stupid phantom urinator, stupid Halloween ruining job, stupid wasted life.
What?
Nothing. I can't believe they still haven't caught the phantom yet. That's weird. I could swear we had that conversation twice.
It's almost as if time repeated itself.
Stupid phantom urinator, stupid Halloween ruining job, stupid wasted life.
What?
Nothing. I can't believe they still haven't caught the phantom yet. That's weird. I could swear we had that conversation twice.
It's almost as if time repeated itself several times.
Whoa! There's a chronoton field over the potted plant. It's fading rapidly now, but I think this is what just caused our deja vu. Hey, check this out. The P is 98.6 degrees. It's fresh out of a body. And it smells just like fresh baked cupcakes. That's it. They can't catch the Phantom because the Phantom is a time traveler. I knew giving you sound effects pack would work out someday. Alright, come on, pal. I've got an idea.
You can't be serious.
Oh, but I am. This will strip electrons away from protons, which are present in chronotons.
Since when?
Never mind since when.
I guess it's a good thing you already had the costume ready.
What costume? This is my work jumpsuit. I wear this almost every day. It's just coincidence. It looks like what you're saying it looks like.
All you need is the shoulder patch.
Oh, that reminds me.
You replaced your maintenance crew patch with a phantom urinating on a potted plant.
My brand new No Phantom Pee patch.
And I'm guessing you're calling this pile of junk a proton pack.
Nope. Technically, it's a chrono-repelling atomic particles device.
That about sums it up.
It just happens to look exactly like what you think it does.
Oh, it does. Trust me.
I've also designed this chronometer so I can easily track chronoton signatures.
You knew exactly what you were doing when you designed all this stuff. It's just a good thing none of this is copyrighted property anymore.
The only problem is I've never successfully tested this equipment that I replicated the parts for and put together in the past hour and a half. I blame myself.
So do I.
Well, there's no sense in worrying about it now. except maybe worrying about the possibility that the nuclear core in this thing might explode and cause a nuclear detonation inside of a starship. It would be like putting a firecracker in the palm of your hand, closing your fist, and boom! You're gonna need help opening up your ketchup bottles for the rest of your life. Oh well. Let's get ready. Switch me on, pal. What smells like burnt toast? Signal's getting stronger. Here, hold the meter while I get ready.
Try not to destroy anything made of matter.
Sorry, Reg. I thought you were the manifestation of a temporal entity.
That's okay, fellas. I'll count it as 67. 67. Or was it 68?
Poor guy. Maybe we should split...
Yeah, we can do more damage. We'll have to fix later that way.
Time for some green eggs and ham, eh, Lieutenant? Yeah. I smell you, Phantom. You smell like pee. And... bologna? Ugh. It reminds me of my 18th birthday, except I'm not all gooey and wet. It's here. I think I've got it cornered.
Careful. Don't spook it. It might you know what on the carpet.
That's not funny. It's just standing there with its back turned to me. It looks like it's wearing very, very soiled underwear.
You!
It sees me. It's running. My God, it's horrible. I can see its butt jiggling. Ah!
You. Both of you.
Gary, it's right in front of me. It's looking at me.
I'm almost there, hold on!
Both of you? You ruined everything.
Alright, Phantom. Time's up. Come on, pal. Let's show Senior Mirror how maintenance workers do it on Deck 4, Section 20. Got my stick? Heat it up.
Sorry, you meddling kids, but like you said, time's up.
The Phantom is phasing out of our space-time continuum.
Oh no, he's not. I am not cleaning up any more potted plants. I'm going to adjust or strip the chronoton field off the Phantom. It should trap him in our time and close the dimensional field, pulling him back into his own time.
That doesn't make any sense. You're just making this up as you go.
Hey, what do I say about situations like this? It's just plot convenience! Alright, this has gone far enough, Phantom. We've cleaned up enough of your messes. Your occasionally cupcake-smelling messes.
I should have known you two would ruin everything for me again.
Hey, I know that voice. You're Joshua Underwood. Except, now you're really old, and wearing severely stained underwear. And you have a rat's nest of a beard. And you're totally bald. Dude. You look like an even older and grosser version of Mean Gene Okerlund.
Why don't you say I smell bad while you're at it, hmm?
Yeah, you smell horrible. Like swamp crotch, and pee, and baloney. With a slight hint of... pepper?
Yes. The cuisine where I come from is rather limited. The only other choice is pot noodle.
Well, it sounds like hell.
It's an insane asylum, you dull-witted sonic mop jockey. I've been locked up in one for the last 10 years.
You mean 10 years that haven't happened yet? How did you get here?
It took me years to modify a sonic toothbrush into a temporal phasing device. Subsequently, I haven't brushed my teeth in all those years.
Oh, well, that explains the sudden aroma of rotten egg.
Once again, you two morons have ruined everything for me. Here's a bit of a spoiler for you. I am not supposed to be here for long. My device was only capable of sending me back in time in a phase state. Which means, to put it in terms you two dullards can understand, I'm eventually going to go bye-bye. Because I'm being held in two bloody places at once, and as the two time periods move further apart, I'm simply going to vanish. You've now managed to kill me what will be 3 times. You've killed my plans twice, and now you've killed me. Well done, you bloody buffoons.
Hey, I never even met you. The last time you were here, you helped nuke 6 billion life forms from orbit.
It was the only way to be sure.
Alright, let's advance the plot a bit. So you're here from the future. 10 years, where apparently you blame us for ruining your life. Putting all that aside, why did you travel back in time to piss in the captain's potted plant in his ready room? Because it seems like if you could go back in time, you'd do something a little more useful to change your dire fate of being locked up in a loony bin eating bologna sandwiches and sitting in your pea-soaked underoos. Hey, wait a second. Is that my Batman yellow and blue underoos? It is, those are my initials. Dude, you ripped off my vintage Batman underoos and turned them into a toxic rag.
Oh, yes. I stole them from you before I was dragged away to the asylum. A token to remember you by. Haven't washed them in years.
What did we do that ruined your future?
Because of you, Dovan was exonerated of violating the Prime Directive by giving our technology to a terrorist who went on to start a war that caused the deaths of countless millions.
So, not for nuking 6 billion life forms from orbit? Figures.
It hasn't happened for you yet.
Our setting in the timeline isn't very clear anyway.
Yeah, we're somewhere between the nuking 6 billion life forms and whatever you're talking about.
That floating trash can is responsible for Dovan being acquitted. It had evidence that was supposed to be presented to the jury, but on the day it was supposed to do it, the two of you never showed up in court to present the evidence. It had video evidence of Dovan giving our technology to the man. It recorded the video using its exographic sensor, but the two of you decided a bloody pizza party was more important than sending Dovan to prison, and you slept through the final day of the trial.
I find it hard to believe I would have done anything to keep that from happening.
Because of both of you, he walked free and continued to command this ship. Over the next decade, he would lead it to one disaster after another. Worst of all, the Hawken War that caused the deaths of trillions of beings and brought Starfleet to its very knees. Even the Borg and the Bluegills joined us in the fight, and it wasn't anywhere near enough. We fought them to near mutual extinction until...
Yeah, that sounds like a potentially exciting storyline, but I don't think we're going to live long enough to ever see it happen. All right, let's move on. How did we end up in this future of yours?
About a year after Dovan was acquitted, the two of you got your own entertainment program on some planet obsessed with media and pop culture. Last I heard, your show had been renewed for a 9th season.
Wait, we become huge stars with our own show? So, we leave the ship and live a life of fame, wealth, and popularity? That doesn't sound like a bad future for us. I'm in. Don't spoil it for me, but I'm guessing Dr. Sharp and I end up married and live happily ever after.
Not quite. In my future, she ascends into an energy being who becomes a goddess.
What?
Never mind. Life turns out great for the two of you, but not so great for one Joshua Underwood.
The only downside I'm seeing is not being with my sweet Melissa.
You shouldn't call her that. But just to wound you a little bit more, she was married to Dovan.
Okay, you've convinced me. Let's change the future.
Nothing can change it, you obnoxious peacock. And I said I wouldn't trust you and that floating trash can to even try.
you, Captain Underwear.
Whoa, this is a family-friendly show, pal. Cool it with the potty speaker.
It's all your fault I ended up like this, locked up in an asylum, wearing nothing but urine-soaked Batman underwear and growing a beard for nearly a decade. If it wasn't for Archibald, I'd have gone even more insane.
Archibald?
Yes, Archibald. He's the bestest whittle birdie ever.
Ew. You let it nest in your beard? Where does it go poo?
None of your business. But I blame that hovering hunk of junk most of all for all of this.
It's not my fault you went all cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
No, maybe not. But if it wasn't for you and this janitor...
Maintenance worker.
I could have been captain of this ship without him around. But you two meddling kids had to go and cock it all up.
Dude, seriously. Don't say words like that. I mean, we can't even make a joke about lubricant on this ship. You're gonna get us in trouble again.
All we have to do to change the future is not screw up.
I think that's asking a bit much from the two of you. But fine, let's try an experiment and see what happens. If you actually don't screw up, I should simply fade from existence and the timeline will change. And no more cupcake-smelling pee pants either.
Yeah, why did your pee smell like cupcakes?
Bolian senses of smell. To him, it's like sticking your face in that fuel mixture they use in emergency thruster packs. It was the best I could do as a temporally phased entity, and thanks to medical reasons, I was able to use it as a form of revenge. If you have any other questions...
You mean plot holes?
Feel free to hesitate to ask.
All right. Let's just get this over with so I can go back to Halloween. Okay, pal. It's up to us. Just remember, don't screw up. Must convict Dovin. Anybody feel different? Any new memories? No? So we still screwed up and Dovin ends up getting Earth assimilated by the Borg.
Nice try, you bloody bum.
Nope, nothing's different. If we change the future, you'd have no reason to pee in the plants to annoy the captain. All that still happens. Let's try again. Make a memory file to remind yourself not to screw up, and let us have a pizza party the day we send old Captain Bluebutt to prison.
Done. But has anything changed?
Okay, anything this time?
No, and I will tell you why. Temporal bloody mechanics. In order to properly change the future, you would have to travel forward in time to do it. But if you went forward in time to the point that that hovering hunk of junk was supposed to help convict Dovan and made it happen, it would send a ripple through the space-time continuum that would undo everything. So in short, repeating, "Don't screw up" to yourselves until that day arrives simply won't work. I suppose you could say, my future is an alternative universe, but to fix it, you would have to go to the source of the problem.
Wow, that is a seriously asinine way of explaining this plot. It's like bad science fiction written by someone who doesn't get paid. So, basically, what we have to do is go forward in time to change the future, which will be back to the future to save the future.
Yes?
How do we do that? Slingshot around the sun?
Oh, that's ridiculous. No. You'll have to adapt my temporal toothbrush design and figure it out for yourselves. It seems the end has come for Joshua Underwood. I'm going to have to use what power I have left to push Archibald and the toothbrush into your time. Not that I have any faith you two nitwits can change it, but 1, 2, Caron 3, 6, 5, range 3, 5, 6, 3, 2, 1. Perhaps I've just enough time for an epitaph. I was a man, not the greatest man, but a good man. Captain of the finest ship in the fleet, bedder of beautiful women. But I was a young man, anyway. A poet, an explorer. But most of all, Joshua Underwood looked ever upward.
Bye-bye, Archibald. Don't nest in the warp core.
How are we supposed to use a toothbrush to travel into the future?
I don't have the slightest clue. But I think we might be able to hook it up to a flux capacitor and use the ship's warp matrix to open a temporal dimension shift.
And I bet we need 1.21 gigawatts of power to do it.
Okay, first of all, a flux capacitor is a real thing and you should know that. Second of all, shut up. This toothbrush must work on a principle of dimension shifting. I think it also uses some kind of crude temporal transportation technology. Man, these sonic tools are awesome. You can dissolve hot chocolate off a carpet or travel through time and space with one. There's only one problem. Captain Piddle didn't tell us when to go.
Yes, he did. The coordinates are a temporal jump calculation.
We can use the ship's warp matrix to help open the portal and the warp core to power it. But it'll burn out the toothbrush fast, and it's also going to cause an immediate warp core breach that will destroy the ship. But I refuse to allow a future where Dr. Sharp is married to the Blue Man. Yes, the Blue Man will not be allowed to marry my sweet Melissa, and I'll kill everyone on this cursed ship to prevent it. So let's get us sent back to the future.
You've been waiting your whole life to say that.
Isn't it odd the senior officers are never in an important area of the ship when we're around?
They're off having their own adventures that we'll never be part of.
Alright, we're set. I've connected the time brush to the flux capacitor and channeled warp energy into it. The good news is when we get to the future, we should be almost normally phased, which should buy us a few extra minutes. The bad news is, by my math, we'll only have about 15 minutes to change the future before we both fade out of existence. The even badder news is this ship is about to go big bada boom because the warp core is going to breach. You ready?
You realize this is unbelievably absurd, right?
We're just puppets, my friend. Just puppets. Slide! Slide for your life, pal! Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I think I've just seen God, and I could have sworn he was flicking chip crumbs off of a keyboard. Start the clock, pal. 15 minutes.
We don't even know where we are. How are we supposed to change the future in 15 minutes?
We know exactly where we are. We're at Blue Booty's trial. We just don't know where we are. We have to assume that Captain O'Pisspants sent us to the time and place we need to change the future. Is it the past?
Over there, Roy's Pizza.
Oh, because Piddlepants said we had a pizza party. Good thinking, pal. That's why I keep you around. Dudes, what's up? Totally awesome party last night, right? You two bros were out of control. Woo! Last night. That means we're either too late or just barely on time. So, dude, where did we have this totally awesome party? Dude, it was at the VIP suite over at the Trump Interstellar Hotel. Hey, don't you two dudes, like, have something important to do today? I mean, dude, you wouldn't shut up about how totally awesome it was going to be to send some blue dude to prison. The VIP suite. Underwood must have put us up in luxury accommodations. This is going to sound stupid, but how do we get there from here? That's on the other side of the habitat. You can take the monorail or the transporter, but there's like a line a mile long for that. Or you can take a cab. We'll walk it. That's a long way, bro. It's starting. We're running out of time. Over there, a hover car. Come on, pal. We're out of time. Fading out of existence doesn't have to feel like a horse kicking you in your balls.
I estimate we have no more than 4 minutes before we fade away.
Then let's see if this bastard can do 90.
Since we're about to fade out of existence, can I...
Do it! Come on! There it is! What's the one thing I hate more than pot noodle?
Red alert.
Hold on. I'm not heading for the parking garage. Come on. Pal, we... I'll see you soon, buddy. Wake up, you lazy bum!
Oh, come on. I was hoping with Captain Bluebuns gone, I'd never have to hear another red alert. Oh, no. Hey, wake up. Oh, we gotta go. You're being called to the witness stand in 3 minutes. Come on, pal. We can't be late for the best day ever.
Thanks to the evidence provided, it is the finding of this court of inquiry that Alcar Dovin did willfully violate the Prime Directive. I therefore sentence Alcar Dovin to no less than 16 years imprisonment at a facility to be determined. These proceedings are closed.
Well, what can I say? Thanks to you, Dovan will be clapped in irons for the foreseeable future. I wish I could say well done, but truth be told, I do respect him. But the law is the law, and justice has been done.
What happens now?
We carry on. We have some important missions coming up, and we shall need both of you back aboard the Excelsior.
Actually, we've been thinking about leaving this ship. With all the changes and Dr. Sharp gone, it's just not the same there anymore.
If that's your decision, I'll support it. I'll even put in a good word to wherever you want to go to next. But I'd like you to consider staying on. I recently had a talk with a rather obnoxious talky toaster, and when it wasn't singing god-awful ancient television show themes, it said you were the only person on the ship who ever comes to dust it off and keep it company. Perhaps you should consider what you would be leaving behind?
Oh? Well, I guess we'll think about it.
Either way, do come see me in my ready room. I have something for you. It's a gift.
Hey, pal. Do you get the feeling that this is all a little weird?
When are things not weird for us?
Yeah, I guess.
It just feels different somehow. Oh well. Come on, let's head to Roy's for some lunch to celebrate. Put those new taste sensors and matter recompiler I installed in you to good use.
Mmm, pizza!
Calm down, pal. It's not that great. Hey, correct me if I'm wrong, but did anyone ever pee in the potted plant in the captain's ready room?
Not that I remember.
Weird. I kind of remember having to clean that up, but it's more like a bad dream.
Enter. Ah, gentlemen, I have something for you. Requesting special commendations for 2 crew members aboard USS Excelsior, non-Starfleet civilian personnel. The Starfleet Medal of Commendation for Conspicuous Acts of Valor and Heroism, by request of Dr. Melissa Sharp. She adds, one day all our stories will end. I hope yours was a happy one. Thank you. What exactly did she mean by that?
She knew? Oh. It's a long story. A never-ending story, sir.
Well, that request was finally approved. Congratulations, gentlemen. And with that, should you decide to stay, it's time we have a chief of maintenance on this ship. One who will also need a staff and assume a position of authority. I need my ship clean and properly maintained. We will hopefully have many special guests and ambassadors aboard, and I don't want a speck of dust anywhere or a drop of hot chocolate on the carpet. So what do you say?
I say, why not? Thank you for listening to all 3 episodes of Gary and Bob. We hope you liked them, but all stories have to come to an end. And we had a happy one. The writer and editor of this series would like to thank the command staff of Starship Excelsior for letting us play on their ship and make a few jokes about them. It was all in good fun. Hey, did we just get canceled?
No, it was just a 3-episode run.
3 episodes, that's it?
Did you want to do this for the next 14 years like the people who make the actual series?
No, but I thought we'd last longer than 3 episodes. I mean, you know.
All good things must come to an end.
But there's still countless adventures we could have. I don't want to go.
You're not going to cry, are you?
No. Probably not.
Don't worry. I'm sure the 2 or 3 people who ever listened to our episodes will care when we're gone.
That just makes me feel even worse.
Would some Christmas music cheer you up?
Well, it's official. I've lost the will to live. Don't give up yet, pals. What in the
We're from the future. We came back to tell you.
Tell us what? You haven't even gotten started yet. Gary and Bob will return. Gary and Bob, an unofficial and completely unauthorized episode of Starship Excelsior, a Star Trek fan audio drama. This episode featured the voice talents of Chase Kupo as Gary and Bob, the cleaning droid, as well as miscellaneous voices. Chase is a rapper. His artist name is Pathogen. He has an album out right now called Halloween Town Massacre. He also hosts the podcast Back Row Movie News and Meddling Kids. Joshua Underwood was performed by Gareth Bowley. Permission to use this character of Joshua Underwood was approved by Starship Excelsior for use in this production. Star Trek is the property of CBS and Paramount, and no infringement is intended. Visit StarshipExcelsior.com to listen to the entire series. Better remember, lightning never strikes twice. Please don't try.
Sure is a hot one today. Good thing the Capillon fruit likes sunshine so much. Unfortunately, I don't. Oh well, you know the old saying. Just get it done or the hacking will get you. That worked when I was a kid. Not so much now. I'm too old to be scared of monsters from ancient tales. I'm scared my wife will yell at me if the harvest goes bad. Then again, I'm still a little scared of those old stories. Maybe it's best I do get done. Can't be too careful.
The Hokken War that caused the deaths of trillions of beings and brought Starfleet to its very knees. Even the Borg and the Bluegills joined us in the fight, and it wasn't anywhere near enough.
There is something of us in each of you, and some something of you in each other.